Welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be with you once again, and I believe you are learning what to do with yourself as a Christian. You know, talking against the man of God is very dangerous. Even though it is not the unpardonable sin, it is very, very dangerous. Attributing their work to the work of the devil is very dangerous. If you don't like what the person is doing on TV or on radio, just watch something else. Watch Discovery Channel. Watch Animal Channel. Watch something else. Don't see anything about them. Leave them alone. Because you don't know. You may be saying what you are not supposed to say. You may be attributing their work to the devil when it's actually not the work of the devil. It's actually the work of God. Hallelujah. There are diversities of operations. There are diversities of administration. There are diverse ways that God functions. And you cannot box God. The fact that he doesn't do it the way this other person does it does not mean that he's not right. Or does not mean that he's not from God. You have to be very careful. David said in Psalm 131 verse 1, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. You should not exercise yourself in things that are too high for you. Some of these things are too high for you. Don't exercise yourself. David said, I don't do that. And this is one of the things that made David a man after God's own heart. He didn't exercise himself in matters that were too high for him. These things are too high. Never do that. When you do that, you're going to encounter problems. There are several people in the Bible who did that and had problems. I showed you Michal, and I showed you concerning Miriam. You know, Michal spoke against David, and her womb was closed immediately. David didn't even say anything. You know, sometimes some of these things, when you say them about men of God, they are not there to hear you. But they have a certain covenant with God. And when you mention your name and you say things like that, God is actually hearing you. Moses didn't say anything as well. You know, he didn't say anything. Moses didn't say anything against Miriam and against Aaron. But God came down to come and talk. In the same way, you may be in your corner saying something against the man of God. You never know what God is going to do. So please leave it. Leave it be. Don't say anything about them. Just leave them be. Don't exercise yourself in matters that are too high for you. You know, there are other men of God who will say something against you. They will say something. For instance, in the worst case, in Genesis chapter 9, read from verse 20 all the way to 29, the Bible talks about what happened between Noah, Ham, Japheth, and then Shem, his three sons. You know, Noah had built an ark, gotten them saved, and they were in a new world. You know, and Noah planted a vineyard, and he got drunk. The Bible says he got drunk of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. He became naked in his tent. He was in his tent, naked. You know, and Ham came to see his nakedness and went to report to his other two brothers. But his other brothers were wiser. They brought a cloth. They came back out and clothed their dad. They covered their dad. He must be a covering son rather than an exposing son. Ham was exposing his father's nakedness. They may do something wrong. Men of God do something. Sometimes you don't understand that they are men before God. They may do wrong things, but never ever criticize or complain or say things that are bad concerning them, because God will not be happy with you. If you have done something like that, you can repent. You can decide that from now on, I will not exercise myself in matters that are too high for me. I'll leave them be. God will judge them. If they are doing wrong things, God himself will judge them. God called them. You didn't call them. God will judge them. Hallelujah. Never talk about them when they are going through issues. Pray for them. Our job is to pray for them. They are shepherds. They are fathers. These are fathers of the house of God. They are people who have gone ahead. Their prayer is what has gotten us to come this far. You see, if they were not there, you wouldn't be where you are. You may not know how linked you are. It's the body of Christ. And when you criticize your father, the father's in the body, you're actually criticizing yourself. You're saying bad things actually against God. Hallelujah. So the unpardonable sin is not criticizing a man of God. Even though criticizing a man of God is very, very, very dangerous. And I don't want you to exercise yourself in matters that are too high. Appreciate them. Love them. Have admiration in your eyes every single time concerning them. And whenever you hear something bad about them, don't relate it to somebody else. Don't say it to somebody else. Leave it be. Reverend Kenhagen did that, and God warned him. God told him. God asked him, before me, my servant stands or falls. You see, that's what God told him. He was even relating a story to somebody else, because some people were discussing a certain man of God. Another man of God walked in, and he told the man of God asked, what did they say? And he just related it to him. And God was not happy with it. So if you want to go very far in life, if you want to go very far with God, never ever criticize any man of God. Because if you criticize them, you cannot be like them. That is how it is. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.